Harper Business and Harper Audio present Possible: How We Survive and Thrive in an Age of Conflict. Written and read by William Ury. Forward written and read by Jim Collins. For Gabby and all the possibilists to come. Hope is a passion for the possible. Soren Kierkegaard, 1813 to 1855.
Forward. On November 28, 2018, Bill Ury and I went for a hike on the Lion's Lair Trail just west of our hometown of Boulder, Colorado. It was one of those absolutely gorgeous fall afternoons, with the low light, the long shadows, and a golden glow from the late season warm snap before the descent of winter. As we became enveloped in the bubble of our conversation, I found myself captured by the story of his behind-the-scenes efforts to diffuse the growing tensions between the United States and North Korea. As with all of our walks, Bill and I got lost in discussing a wide range of topics, from the enduring lessons of the Cuban Missile Crisis to the future of the Middle East to the challenges of family businesses torn apart by squabbling heirs, and even to the ultimate challenge of wrestling with the debilitating conflicts each of us carries inside. On this walk, I was particularly struck by Bill's rare ability to bring calm and optimism to seemingly intractable conflicts and by his blend of intellectual clarity and practical wisdom. This led me to ask him a question. If you had to boil your life's work down to just one sentence you could leave behind, what would it say? Bill went quiet for a few uphill switchbacks, then replied, "Great question. I need to answer that." And by the time we descended the final switchbacks as the sun fell behind the hills, Bill had already begun thinking out loud about the sentence and how he could construct a book around it. The only book to write is the one you cannot not write. Whenever someone asks me for advice about writing a book, the first thing I tell them is that they should do everything they can to not write it. In response to the initial impulse to write a book, the primary response should be, "No, I will not write it." And when the impulse returns, to respond in kind, "I refuse to capitulate to the suffering required to write a book. I will not throw myself into the monster struggle of making ideas and words and pages and structure all come together in a coherent work. I will not do it." But if the book idea keeps coming back at you, grabbing you around the throat and delivering the unmistakable message, "You must write me." If, despite your most valiant and persistent efforts to banish the idea from your brain, it simply will not go away, you just might have a book worth writing. And this is especially true if you are the one best person to write the book. If you don't create it, no one else can or will. This book meets that test. The one-sentence challenge lodged itself in Bill's brain and would not let go. And as he describes in this book, he accomplished the single sentence, one born of cumulative experience and penetrating insight. With sentence in hand, he dedicated himself to the task of creating this book. In a sense, Bill had a distinctive responsibility to synthesize his life's work to date, not just for the enduring intellectual contribution, but also because it arrives at a perfect moment in our divisive zeitgeist. There are three reasons why Bill is the one best person to write this book. First, he has deep intellectual foundations and a body of work to build upon. The big questions he circles back to in this text have roots in his seminal book, Getting to Yes, co-authored with Roger Fisher, which has guided people through stressful, high-stakes negotiations for more than four decades. Getting to Yes is a true classic.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?